Good afternoon. I really kind of start outlining some things regarding Ryan Shazier and his circumstance. I think I first should start with a few thank yous. You know, we were dealing with some tough circumstances last night, and we got extraordinary support from the people in Cincinnati, specifically University of Cincinnati Medical Center staff and personnel, the Cincinnati paramedics, the Cincinnati Police Department. Went above and beyond in terms of assisting Ryan and us in dealing with the circumstances. Myself, Art Rooney, and Kevin Colbert were given an opportunity to get over to UCMC after the game and visit with Ryan and a few of his family members and close loved ones. He's being given expert medical care. We're really pleased with the efforts of those people involved. We have our medical staff on site as well. Dr. David Onconquo was traveling with us and has been with Ryan since the incident occurred. I really have no update in terms of his medical status other than what was released earlier. I'd imagine at the appropriate time, those that are responsible for his care will give you a reasonable assessment of where he is. I'd imagine that could occur as soon as later on today. But from my perspective, obviously, it was a tough evening. Man, Ryan's a trooper. Had an opportunity to spend some time with him. Man, he's in really good spirits. Tough guy. He's got great support from family and loved ones there. It was painful to kind of get on that plane last night. But you know, that's life. We realize and understand that he's in really good hands. And is getting expert medical care. And he also challenged us to move on with what it is that we need to move on, and he's with us as well. So that being said, we'll do that. We'll continue to provide you insight that's appropriate as we get it in terms of where he is and with his recovery. Tyler also got injured in the game. His shoulder's being evaluated as we speak. I don't understand his status or availability potentially for this week. I'd imagine there's some other bumps and bruises associated with play. I'll highlight those things as we push through the week. Most of them will probably be revealed through practice participation and so forth. Now, much like I talked about last night, you know, the game of football challenges you in a lot of ways. It does, whether you play or coach or what have you, or support personnel. It's a trying game at times, not only in terms of the competition, but just some of the things that come with ball-like life. You have an opportunity to learn about yourselves. You have an opportunity to really appreciate the efforts of others. And there was a lot of that last night in the midst of some of the things that we were dealing with. The guys made the necessary plays. They stuck together. They relied on one another. Obviously, it was not perfect by any stretch, but the resolve of the group was very evident, and proud of them for that. Hopefully, man, we can learn from those experiences and utilize those experiences to strengthen us as we face battles that we know lie ahead. And really, you know, got a big one this week, man, in the form of AFC North foe, the Baltimore Ravens, who come into our place riding a three-game win streak. So we understand what that's about. You know, if you look at Baltimore, you know, they're doing it in a very impressive fashion. They're plus 14 in the turnover ratio. They lead the National Football League in that. They scored 7 touchdowns this year when their offense isn't even on the field in a variety of ways. Pick sixes, return punts, return kicks. They play a great brand of team football. Recent weeks, they run the ball extremely well. They've got balance. They're utilizing all their eligibles. They're making dynamic plays in the kicking game. We know the quality of the specialists that they have in Tucker and company. They're delivering and delivering in a big way. So we got to, you know, it's December football. It's going to be prime time, division rights at stake and so forth. Man, what else could you ask for in December football in the National Football League? So we're going to prepare, look at some division of labor things relative to some adjustments. Good thing we got a week and so or so in an effort to do some of those things. We will maybe a personnel move or two where appropriate. Hadn't thought a lot about those things at this juncture. Really just assessing some of the things that transpired last night and really trying to make the quick transition in terms of preparation for the Ravens. With those things being said, I'll open it up for questions.
Mike, how do you get your guys emotionally ready? There was a lot of adrenaline last night. I mean, they searched for a result, but now you've got a week to sort of absorb it and move on. I mean, how do you kind of get guys to move forward after seeing a teammate or something like that?
You know, we don't wait for something to happen to talk about those things. We talk about transitioning week in and week out. There's a process that we kind of go through in terms of preparation, play, the evaluation of that play, and then repeat process. And, you know, we 13 or so opportunities into that rhythm or cycle of preparation and play for us. So when they come in the building tomorrow, we'll reset and we'll start anew like we always do.
Mike, have you ever had to deal with a situation like this, and how difficult was it for you in the challenges of trying to keep your players focused on the game in light of the injury?
I have. You know, I've been in football all my life. You know, unfortunately, you know, injuries occur, serious injuries occur from time to time, and they're capable of shaking you individually and collectively. And I think we all probably deal with it in different ways. I think it's all probably got to do with our personal relationships with the game of football. Football has been so awesome in my life, man. It's blessed me in so many ways. That I have that perspective as I push through some of those difficult times.
Mike, you said he was in good spirits. How would you describe the exchange you had with him last night?
Strangely normal. You know, Ryan is a legitimate leader. You know, he's asking about the guys, Vince particularly. I told him about the guys. We talked about, you know, how the game unfolded and some of those things. Normal conversations, man. And not only is he a mentally tough guy, man, but he's, you know, he's a guy that's spiritually in a great place, and I know that that's an asset to he and his family.
Mike, it feels like a lot of people, just like your playoff game against them a couple of years ago, are reacting today, and I'm talking about people who have played the game too. Troy Aikman, an example, saying that game was, quote, bad for football. What's your reaction to that?
You know, I'm not going to react to comments or opinions by others. You know, I could stand up here all day and do that. I'll acknowledge that there were some unfortunate things in that game that we don't need in our game by both sides. And my job as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers is to work hard to minimize those things that we're involved in before they occur. And we do. But they did last night in an instance or two. And We'll make an accounting of that and work hard to make sure that they don't happen again. You know, we have a responsibility to make this game as safe as it possibly can be. It's my opinion, as someone that's highly involved in the process behind the scenes as a competition committee member and a guy that's been in this league a long time, I take that responsibility personally. I think we've worked hard to improve in those areas. I think the game is safer than it's been. But that being said, I think we still have room for growth. And so that's my approach or mentality when I think about it. I also think that there were some tremendous displays of competitive spirit and play last night that probably won't get talked about as much as it should. Guys individually and collectively on both sides digging down and performing at a high level. You know, and I think that's always an element of the matchup as well that doesn't get the attention that it deserves. Guys make a lot of personal sacrifice, man. Guys play their guts out on both sides when those two teams come together.
Mike, you alluded to some personnel moves you might need to make in the wake of the multiple injuries and inside linebacker. Do you have any update on how Harrison is progressing? Will he allow you, if he can play it outside, to maybe move in a depth situation like Amos or Chickalo or somebody like that inside?
I hadn't gotten into those hypotheticals, and to be honest with you, I hadn't asked about anybody else's status from a medical standpoint since I got back from Cincinnati last night other than Ryan and Tyler.
Coach, you talked about Juju last night with taunting, and he also acknowledged it was the wrong thing to do, but you also said you had to look maybe at the tape to find out about bad play. It looked like a decent block that made some contact with the chin. Have you had a chance to look at that tape?
You know, I hadn't had an opportunity to see the television copy oftentimes, particularly in HD, that provides the best case scenario. I'll stand by my statement last night that, you know, his actions after the hit are more disturbing than the hit itself. Oftentimes plays like that are teachable moments. And when you look at it, you have an opportunity to talk about ways that you could be safer and so forth. He's a better sportsman than he displayed after the block. And you know, you got to acknowledge that. And he's got to work hard so that people understand the type of man he is from a sportsmanship standpoint, and that's not something that's going to happen overnight. That's just the reality of plays like that.
Mike, what did you think of the Iloka hit on AB in the end zone?
You know, it was a bang-bang play, much like the Juju hit. I hadn't had an opportunity to see it from a television perspective. Oftentimes those things look a little different on the sideline than they do in HDTV, and that's why oftentimes I understand why those at home or former players, like you mentioned earlier, may have the opinions that they have. Their perspective oftentimes is a little bit different than our in-stadium or on the sideline perception of some of those things.
Was there a play from the Bengals in particular that bothered you from the game last night, a play or two?
You know, I'm focused on our guys and how they perform and the nature in which they perform. Coach Lewis coaches that team and got a great relationship with him, sit on the competition committee with him, and I trust that he's doing similar things with his team. So I don't worry a lot about what goes on their side, to be quite honest with you.
How much doubt did you have that Antonio would be able to play yesterday?
You know, he was listed as questionable, and it was 50-50. And, you know, he did an awesome job of trusting our medical people and taking himself through the process of preparation and then ultimately going out there and playing at a high level on a limited number of physical opportunities in prep. And Antonio's a guy that really finds his comfort zone in physical work. So I don't want to underscore what he was able to do. We're appreciative of it.
Mike, is he okay from the hit that he took in the end zone?
Yes, to my knowledge. Again, you know, I hadn't asked a lot about any of our guys' medical status other than the two I mentioned. So I really don't have a definitive answer for any of those things regarding other people.
Mike, you guys have had a physical series with the Ravens for a long time, and there was a time 4 or 5 years ago where it was really close to that line being too much. It seems to have shifted to Cincinnati. Why is it, you guys call it AFC North football, but why is it about these games that seem to be so close to the edge?
You know, I think it's divisional football. We say AFC North football because that's the division that we're in, but I'd imagine people in other divisions in the National Football League feel the same way about their divisional play. Man, these are hotly contested contests with teams that are highly familiar with one another from a personnel standpoint, from a schematic standpoint. The teams you mentioned have been really good teams. And so we all share similar goals and so forth. And with scheduling and such, many of these games have occurred in December, on Monday nights, on Sunday nights at prime time and so forth. And there's a certain element of emotion that's in play there as well also.
Mike, to that exact point, we've got these two games late in the season. How concerned are you about getting those back-to-back with the physical toll that it takes on your team this close to the postseason?
I'm not. We've got no control over scheduling. They schedule a game, we'll show up and play.
Part of the reason I ask you, you've been very open publicly about the big game that's coming up in 2 weeks, and it seems to be a lot of wear and tear that could take place on your team before that one.
What's your question?
With the Patriots game coming up?
And I'm here talking about the Baltimore Ravens. We got a big AFC North game this week.
Did Ryan at any point last night ask you about his football future or mention his football future?
No, we really just, you know, he, like I said, you know, not surprisingly, he really wanted to know what was going on with his brothers.
When you saw how affected Vince was, what did you feel your responsibility was?
I wasn't surprised by Vince's response. I know how close those men are. You know, they're professional brothers, but it goes beyond that. I think when you when you put what you put into what we do, the relationships go beyond professional. They're quite personal, and they have to be if you want unique outcomes. So we don't run away from that. We embrace that. I don't think anybody was surprised by his response. I think in a lot of ways we shared his response, just might not shared it as outwardly as he did.
Mike, when you saw how Ryan was reacting, when you interacted with him and saw how positive he was, did that help along with maybe some positive news that came out last night with Kevin Colbert's statement? Did that help help you at all?
I'm not looking for help. You know, I'm focused on Ryan.
But I mean, did it make you feel better about the situation now?
I'm not, again, looking to feel better for selfish reasons, man. My energies and prayers are focused on Ryan and his recovery.
Is it still the organization's hope that he can come home today?
You know, I'll let the medical experts who are handling him in Cincinnati make any statements regarding any care or any scheduling regarding his care. I just think it's inappropriate for me to make such statements. I'm ill-equipped to.
Mike, it involves a lot of people, obviously the family, his loved ones and parents. Have you had a chance to talk to any of them?
Man, I talked to just about everyone. I talked to his mother and father last night when I was with him at the hospital. I talked to Michelle, his fiance. You know, I've talked to everyone, and obviously they're highly concerned but also supportive and prayerful, as are we.
And Mike, for Coach.
Yeah, Mike, Tommy, you weren't here yet, but 15 years ago, Tommy Maddox, it was a similar situation with him in Tennessee. I think the description of the injury is very similar. Did Dr. Bradley or any of the medical guys mention any similarities between...
I just think with the nature of the injury, I don't think it's one that's appropriate to look for comparisons. I think that they're really working hard to give Ryan all the medical attention that he needs and dotting every I and crossing every T. Hadn't spent a lot of time talking about comparisons or looking for comparisons in an effort to seek comfort. We just want to provide him everything that we're capable of providing, he and his family.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to him today as well?
I have not.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.